are filling people's heads with a lot of bull. Do you think that Harlem will always be as it is now? Poor people are traveling north and the signs are already showing of its deterioration. The people will have to shape up or they won't survive. Cut out this dancing and carry on, fulfilling base carnal appetites. We need factories, schools, guns. We need dollars.
But surely, Abdul, my friend, you don't believe the epidemic is a hoax. It's taking the country by storm, affecting everything in its path.
That's just a lot of people twisting their butts and getting happy. Old, primitive, superstitious jungle ways. Allah is the way. Allah be praised. It's you, too, and these other niggas inviting spirits and doing the slow drag who's holding back our progress.
We've been dancing for thousands of years, Abdul. It's part of our heritage.
And why would you want to prohibit something so deep in the race soul?
That's right. When you reviewed my last work, you accused me of having a French woman on my staff. I guess your teachings haven't made you realize your bad manners.
I think what bothers me most is your review of my dream book, in which you call me crazy.
Crazy is a strange description for a man to be using who came with those flappers outside the Cotton Club just because they were wearing their dresses short.
I didn't do it, but they had it coming.
The girls pointed you out in the lineup. Why do you deny it, Abdul?
Because I didn't do it. But they deserved what they got wearing their dresses like that. Tricks, sluts, swinging their asses nasty.
Maybe they felt they should decide themselves what was best for them to wear, Abdul.
If you weren't the person who meted out those beatings of the high yellow course girls, why were you suspiciously lording about the Cotton Club?
None of your business, Gregory, man. I wasn't born with a call on my face, Papa Labas. Nor was my coming predicted by soothsayers, as yours was, Black Hermit. I haven't developed a hoodoo psychiatry as you have, Papa Labas. Nor can I talk to animals or spend $1 twice as you have done, Hermit. You see, while you are cloistered, protected by your followers and patrons and clients, I am out here on the street, watching what was once a beautiful community become a slavehold. People are beginning to trickle in from down home, and I'll bet that sooner or later, there will be an exodus rivaling the one of the good book. Who is going to help them? Who is going to feed them? Are they going to eat incense and candles?
Abdul, what you're saying
Look,
is...
I spent 9 long years in prison for stabbing a man who wanted to evict my mother because she wouldn't sleep. I walked into the house one day and there he was, her clothes nearly off and his fat fingers plying her flesh. 9 years I was in the clink and 2 of them in solitary confinement. That's why I learned how to read. I always wondered why the teachers just threw the knowledge at us when we were in school. Why they didn't care whether we learned or not. I found that the knowledge which they had made into a Kabbalah, stripped of its terms and the private codes, you could learn in a few weeks. It didn't take 4 years at the university. Some of these people with degrees going around here shouting that they are new Negroes are really serving the man who awarded them the degrees, who has initiated them into the words and found them qualified, which means loyal. I went through biochemistry, philosophy, math, I learned languages. I even learned the transliteration and translation of hieroglyphics.
Abdul, we don't...
Look, the boss, Herman, I believe that you two have something. Something that is basic. Something that has been tested. And something that all our people have. It lies submerged in their talk, in their music. And you are trying to bring it back, but you will fail. It's the 1920s, not 8000 BC. These are the last days of your healing potions and love powder.
Listen, Abdul.
I am building something these people will understand. This country is eclectic. The architecture, the people, the music, the writing. The thing that works here will have a little bit of jive talk and a little bit of North Africa. A fez wearing mulatto in a pinstripe suit. A man who can give me some skin as well as assalamu alaikum. Haven't you heard? This is a country where something is successful in direct proportion to how it is put over, how it is gained. Look at the Mormons. Did they recruit thousands of whites to their cause by conjuring the Druids? No. They used material people were familiar with and added their own. The most fundamental book of the Mormon Church, the Book of Mormon, is a fraud. If we blacks come up with something as corny as the Angel of Moroni, something as trite and phony as their story that the book is the record of ancient Americans who came here 600 BC and perished by AD 400. Can you imagine that? They would refuse to exempt our priests from the draft, a privilege extended to every white hayseeds fruit stand which calls itself a church. But regardless of the put on, the hype, the Mormon got Utah, didn't they? No, gentlemen, I don't think I'd be so smug if I were you. The authorities are already talking about outlawing voodoo in Harlem. These are your last days. A new generation is coming on the scene, and they won't use your knowledge. They will call you sick and way out. And that will be a sad day. That's the way it goes, brothers. You will be just a couple of eccentric characters, obsolete, outdated, unused as the appendix. Maybe I won't be around, but someone is coming. I feel it stirring. He might even have the red hair of a conjure man, but he won't be one. He will get it across. And he will be known as the man who got it across.
Well, I have got to get back to the office. I have an anthology that's really going to shake them up when I get done translating it.
What language is it in?
Hieroglyphics. Take care of yourself.
You know, maybe he's got something, huh?
Maybe so, but he's doing a lot of damage. That bigoted edge resembles fascism. We'll see.
You think we're out of date, like he said?
Well, I know the politicians of this era will be remembered more than me. But I like to believe that we work for principles and not for self. Mm-hmm. We serve the lowest, as they say. Yeah. The New York police were wiped out voodoo just as they did New Orleans. But it will find a home in other places. Well, I'll be damned. There's President-elect Warren Harding.
That's something. Well, I have to go.
Keep in touch, Parker. There are some people in the harbor that want to meet you.
Good. Call me.
Papa LaBosse climbs the steps of the Mumbo Jumbo Cathedral. He moves from room to room, the dark tower room, the weary blues room, the groove bang and jive around room, the as we lay room. In the as we lay room, the drums sleep after they've been baptized. In the mango room is a long maple table covered with white linen. 21 trays are filled with such delectable items as liqueurs, sweets, rum, baked chicken, and beef. This room is the dining hall of the Loas. Once in a while, one is possessed by a Loa. The Loa is known by its signs and is fed, celebrated, drummed to, until it deserts the horse and govee of its host and goes on about its business. The attendants are experienced and know the names, acknowledge the West loss when the Atonists wiped out the Greek mysteries. The last thing these attendants would think of doing to a Lois host is electrifying it, lobotomizing it, or removing its clitoris, which was a pre-Freudian technique for curing hysteria. No, they don't wish it ill. They welcome it.
Hello, Pops.
Arlene, thanks for inviting me to your party. I hope the argument between me and Abdul didn't disturb your guests.
Oh, we're accustomed to Abdul's bunk. He gets on his soapbox and goes on for hours. Charlotte wants to see you.
She does?
I think she's quitting.
What's up?
I don't know. You'd better ask her.
What's wrong, Charlotte?
Oh, Pop, I don't want to hurt you, but I'm leaving. Bearpalling had some good points. He influenced your approach. But now that he's left, I mean, you developed a cultish thing about this new hoodoo therapy. I mean, I've learned all the dances, and I feel...
You mean you've gotten an offer?
Well, yes. I'm going on this stage. The Plantation House wants to star me in their new review, The Witch's Pick.
Oh, that's good news.
You mean you approve?
Yes, of course. There's more.
The manager wants me to entertain some of the selective clientele. The diamond stick pintrape, you know. Teach them diluted versions of the dances I have observed here.
Charlotte, you shouldn't attempt to use any aspect of the work for profit.
Why not? I helped translate the French works and took Bebeling's place when you were short of help. Pop, you can't keep something as wonderful as your techniques a secret. They will benefit the world.
We should be careful. I don't know the extent to which the Haitian aspects of the work can be translated here.
Oh, Pops.
I know, you all think it's silly, but we have to observe these precautions. People didn't believe me when I warned of the Just Grew epidemic. But now, here it is.
Pop, they just invented that to sell the tabs. You know how outrageous the newspapers are getting to be.
I still think you ought to wait, Charlotte. It might be dangerous. Upset a Lois Petrel and you will be visited by troubles you never could have imagined.
Look, Pop. I want to take the benefits of the beautiful things you and Arlene and Beverly have taught me and give it to everyone.
I hate to let you go, but I guess you know what you're doing.
Goodbye, Pop.
Voodoo generals. Good grief. A zombie marine surrounded by men in white coats? Ugh.
Hi.
Berbalang, you've been gone for 3 days and all you got to say is hi?
Hello.
Where have you been?
Hey, I've been busy, baby.
That's nice.
Well, trust me, some very serious things have been happening. Just Grew is no dream of an old man, but dynamic, grossing.
Herbalane, he admires you so. What do you have to...
Look, trust me. Come here.